nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar,
for lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street,
too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. Here's Money Talk. I got a little energy.
He sounds alert today, Ken.
He's in rare.
I might have some pearls of wisdom.
I hope so.
Although, maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe okay. Not. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Ted Peaches Parrish, chartered financial analyst. Yeah. And then there's Gene Willie Hensler. PhD, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
What did we learn this week, Dr. Hensler?
The
sun came up.
Yes, there's a lot of BS going on with numbers. So I could talk
about it. There's a lot of negative commentary.
Man, I'm telling you. Teddy and I are going to talk about economics because Bill never has anything to offer here. If he does, it just gets in the way. So
he might trick you today. I don't know.
What's going on here? Good news. Book-to-bill ratio, 1.09, which means?
That the bookings exceeded the shipments. So semiconductors, chips,
yep.
Things that make your devices go wow.
There you go. Chain store sales. Year ago, sales growth also slowed, declining from 4.5% to 2.8%.
Yep.
Okay, here it comes. Unseasonably cool weather was the blame.
I'm so sick and tired
of hearing that.
You just missed it, probably on your way over from your house. The CEO for Dunkin' Donuts was on, and he blamed the weather. And Bill Griffith said, "You blame the weather? People don't buy coffee when it rains or when it's a little cooler." I thought that a little cooler weather in the summer was a good thing.
Yeah, an iced coffee.
Hey, if it's working for you.
Keep
with it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you could take that and whatever. Okay? Now, here's what makes sense. Consumers remain hesitant to make large purchases and are focusing on necessities.
Mm.
That's the absolute fact.
Mm.
That's what they're doing.
Maybe that's because necessities are so doggone high.
Well, it's because of the cool weather that they only concentrate on necessities.
Oh,
okay?
Consumer
price index. Here's another one. No one believes this. Anybody does the shopping. I did the shopping today, okay, making sure I get my one set item at Publix, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you get the gas, the $10 gas coupon?
What do you mean, $50 for the gas for 40?
Yeah.
No question about it.
Gotcha.
Well, not at Publix. Does Publix do that?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Not every week, but you got to be careful. Got to spend $50 worth.
Yeah.
So that's when I stock up with the food for the dogs. Okay,
I got
that
it.
Gets me up to the $50 kind of a deal. Okay, or make some big meat purchases. But I'm on a let's eat out of the freezer campaign.
I got you.
There was no more room in the freezer. One of those kind of deals. We got rid of the elk the other night. Had it with Bill and Susie.
Oh,
Bill bought
good?
Me elk. It was excellent.
Told you.
And then I made elk chili out of it. Championship. Well, this is a great restaurant. I have to give this to you too, Teddy. Anyhow, moving on. Consumer price index only rose up, quote, 0.1.
Whoa. The core.
Yeah. Let me tell you this right now. Even the gross was up 0.3%, which it was, but that was down from 0.4. Man, every time I go to the grocery store, stuff's more expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm a big 2-for-1 shopper. I don't care how much money I have, guys. When it is a 2-for-1, I wait.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my wife called my attention to the fact that I'm oversupplied in mayonnaise. If you need any mayonnaise, let me know. You know, they didn't have as long a life.
Oh,
as
no.
Last time.
Oh, no.
They didn't have as long a life. As
Teddy doesn't like mayonnaise.
Okay, no, that's right. He doesn't like sauces.
Okay. Here we go.
Mayonnaise
except
is a sauce.
Barbecue sauce. Okay. Existing home sales increased. That was good news.
Yep. New home sales
decreased.
Got clobbered.
Yes, I don't know quite what's going on there.
8.1% drop in June from May, and May was reduced down as well.
Your family's involved with real estate. Is Tasha seeing this?
Well, the existing home market's continuing to flourish, but I mean, she doesn't sell many new homes. But, you know, I guess it's about location, Gene. But the South had a rough go at it as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that affordability levels have come down.
Yes. I was looking here. Is that in the existing home market, I think prices were up only 4.3% year over year.
Yeah.
They're starting to slow down a bit. I think supply and demand so maybe getting in line.
Yeah, and that existing home numbers is probably – it's getting a little hit because distressed homes, the level of distressed home sales is down.
Have fallen off. Yeah, you can't buy any more of these things that Bill and I were buying. They were in default, and we get them for $50,000 a piece. And
yeah,
never mind. But those days are over. But some of those houses are coming back on the market because these big guys who came in from, you know, out of state or Wall Street and stuff like that are starting to find it's not the easiest thing in the world to manage.
Yeah.
And they're starting to bail out of those. Interesting is refinances were up.
Yeah.
The new mortgage business was there wasn't much there, but I took a look at a 5/1 adjustable arm is 3.35%. So for a lot of people, okay, who may have taken an arm out a while ago or you know, kind of stuff like that. That's an attractive rate today, even for somebody who might have a 30-year mortgage and they're 5 years into it, and they're still looking at even 4.5% or 5%. That 3.35 is an attractive rate too, and that's maybe where the people are going because the 30-year mortgage is at 4.27, and that's not very attractive. Rates have been lower than that for the last couple of years, I think, last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. And I believe that what you cited last week as the reason for that decline is probably correct. I mean, the issuers of these mortgages are probably more attractive to that duration, that 5-year.
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah, the duration
on that's
gonna,
shorter.
Yeah, it's going to be what? Probably 3 years, the actual, you know, on the doggone thing.
Yeah.
At least it gets preset anyhow. So. That's with a mixed bag. Housing does not look good, and consumer purchases. And I tell you what, consumers drive the economy. It's what 70% of the economy.
Yep.
And every place that I read, and I didn't see anything coming up this week, talks about what a tough time consumers are having.
Yeah, and I tell you, Gene, you know, I said that you know we're a little more than halfway done with earnings season, and this week's numbers. Haven't been
all
positive.
They didn't look good.
No. And there were a few left off of here because just it would have been six pages of numbers if we had listed it here. But, you know, Genuine Parts had great numbers. SunTrust, they beat their numbers. They actually saw some loan growth there. Their loans increased 7.7%, but the stock got hit because their net interest margin declined.
It's declined, that's right.
From 3.25 to 3.11%. And, you know, that's understandable given the current level of interest rates that reluctantly.
Well, you know, when I'm seeing now, there's a lot of articles on this, and we haven't talked about this, is that there's a tremendous amount of bad automobile loans out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're making automobile loans to anybody who can drive into the showroom. It really is. But they're getting, like in cases like 14%.
Well,
gross interest rates on them, so they're willing to take losses on them.
I guess,
they're peddling them in the secondary market.
They're just walking away from the loans, Gene. Given that GM had the 10th recall this week, who wants to buy?
You know the newest thing about these cars? They can disable the car.
Really?
I mean, I'm talking about the loan officer can be sitting there and say, hey, it's 2 weeks late, and just turn the car off from his office.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you go and you start your car. You know, you sit on the front porch with a gun in the olden days so they wouldn't repossess your car, right? Hey, take it off, Mike.
You have experience with that?
No. That was the old stories. I never had a problem like that. But anyhow, now they just you get out to start your car and it won't start.
Well, pay your bill.
Yeah, and what happens is obviously is they don't get all the money that they're owed on the car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and even talking used car market stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of fraud going on out there.
McDonald's. You're about to skip ahead and just go past McDonald's had awful numbers.
Yeah. I don't eat at McDonald's anymore, so I don't know.
It's the nature of their business.
I was eating there when they were in their last dump, and then it was service was slow and everything else in the windows, and man, they just jumped right around that, and that company went great. What's going on now?
I just think that they're rejiggering the menus again, and they have so many products that they offer now, they'll end up scaling it back and, you know, redoing it, and they'll come back. I mean, it's, you know, global company, currency hurt them, and, you know, the whole coffee offering is kind of had a little bit of the air come out of it.
So. I thought they were people stopping there for expensive coffee.
It's doing well. Well, it's cheaper than the competition. It's doing okay still, but I mean, it's not as growing as fast as it was.
Okay, Delta Airlines earnings are up 17%. Let me tell you this. The reason they're up is they're treating you like cattle. they're putting 20% more people in the same plane as they used to. They're providing less service, although I must say the people aren't surly. Mm. Well, I wouldn't know. I haven't been in an airport in over a year. I had no plan of going back.
In September.
In September, going to Paris. If I was really rich, I'd have a G4. We'd just take off from here. Yeah. But actually, someone said that's a five-digit fee or something like that. At least it's not 100,000. It's, you know, there'd be only 99,000. Yeah. Talk about gas mileage. Okay.
Facebook, Gene, I think it's becoming a real earner now. They're earning 33 cents a share this quarter. Remember, they're only trading at like 75 times earnings now.
Yeah, keep in mind that if you took their gross revenue and Google's and Tesla's and a few other, it wouldn't equal the iPhone.
Yep, you're right.
And these things are, beware, all these techie companies are coming down, and they're going to come down in price because they're overpriced. You're looking at the S&P 500 at 16.5 times and the small caps at like 26 times. Mm-hmm. And you get these, now I'm seeing all these numbers. People are talking about time sales as a value.
Of course.
You know?
We're going to find something to rationalize it.
Yeah. Coca-Cola Enterprises.
They actually did okay.
Why would Coca-Cola Enterprises do okay and Coke not?
Here's why. The pricing per case was flat, while the cost of sales per case declined 1%. So the cost, in other words, they took Coke's profits, in my mind, their actual input costs.
And bearing it into?
The bottler.
The bottler.
So they just remember the games Coke used to play back in the day?
Yeah.
The booking income from the bottlers looks like it went a little bit in reverse this time for them.
Okay. All right. Because they pay Coke for the syrup.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you already know too much about Coca-Cola because you live here in Atlanta. But what's Coke selling for? Do you have any idea?
$40. It split a while ago.
Two for one. So it's still less than $88 than it was in whatever.
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Slightly. In the heyday. All right. The market.
It's about flat for the week, right?
Right.
It up 0.44%.
Yeah.
Led by energy, up 1.52. Healthcare up 0.98. And Infotech up 0.94. Of course, Facebook, Apple, all of the tech stocks.
Right.
Well. Google had good earnings as well.
Coca-Cola's earnings, they missed.
Yeah. They're pretty ugly. If you look at the North American market, it's really hurt them a lot. Carbonated products are really under assault now.
And the big thing is orange juice is getting killed. Did you see those numbers? People aren't drinking orange juice like they used to.
Yeah. But when you look at Pepsi's numbers, their numbers were better.
That's right. Well, mostly from the snack.
Yeah, the snack, Frito-Lay. Also, I think, you know, they have a better assortment of non-carbonated products.
So yeah, they have Gatorade.
They have Tropicana, which did extremely well. I guess those.
But isn't that orange juice? Or they have a bunch of different.
They did well. I don't know if it was hedging or what, but they did extremely well.
Apple kicked butt and really big. The sales on their iPhones, and this is usually a weak quarter because they're bringing out a new one, as you know, in September. But I saw this number. I brought it into Bill this morning. I thought I was interested, and I lost a piece of paper, which is want to be when you're my age, that the revenue from the iPhone, gross revenue from iPhone, exceeds Google, Facebook, Tesla, and two or three other companies combined. Yeah. That's how big that doggone thing is.
Pretty huge.
I'm waiting for my
iPhone 6, baby.
14-inch screen. I don't know how that's going to fit in my pocket, but if they can do it.
Bigger pockets.
You just fold it over. You know, I mean, a couple of times.
It's become an accessory. Why do you have to buy it? I don't know, because I want it.
I have to have it.
Here's the clue. Because I want it.
Is it new? I don't know if I'm going to replace my Rolex with an iTime or whatever call it.
iWatch.
Yeah,
I don't see that. But
unless they make it expensive enough, then I might go for it.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back. What really knocked me
out was the cheap sunglasses. All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.